Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, it is windy as all get out right now, and that's as the front comes through. Right now, it's 53 degrees, feels like 41 with the wind. We have already reached our high temperature today, so temps will be falling throughout the day, too, eventually. About 49 degrees, maybe 50, 49 degrees by sunset. Then tomorrow, highs of only 51 after a chilly start, likewise for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, New Year's Night, when you're either going out around maybe the fleur-de-lis drop or maybe shooting your own fireworks, whatever. It's going to be chilly. Then highs on New Year's Day of 66, 73 on Friday, 72 on the weekend, 50% chance for showers then. And then it cools off a little bit by the first week of January. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I was watching the game, and the most interesting part of the game on Saturday night to me was when Trinidad Chambliss's name came up with Lane Kiffin. Because if he had been drinking a beverage, it would have been a great time for a spit take. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, so Lane, when it comes to Trinidad, what? Yeah. I can't talk about that. What are you? That was interesting, wasn't it?
It is, and there is a lot of uncertainty here involving Trinidad Chambliss, whether he's able to get an extra year of eligibility. Now, before he went to Ole Miss, he was at Ferris State, so that's Division II, that's NCAA. He only played two games, what would have been his, I guess, as it's right now referred to as his redshirt freshman season, and he's trying to say that because he had tonsillitis during that season, that what prevented him from playing more games. But apparently Ferris State is not really going along with that explanation. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of they were expecting Tom Mars, this is his attorney, who's the guy to have when you're dealing with eligibility issues and you're a college athlete. So far they have not been able to get that waiver from the NCAA. So when the transfer portal opens up on January 2nd, unless there is some sort of ruling that comes down here between now and New Year's Day, which is possible, but if there's not, I mean, I think Lane Kiffin and Billy Glasscock, the general manager for the LSU Tigers now, I think those guys are going to have to make a decision on a couple of other guys and go in that direction. I don't know if they can necessarily wait here on whether Trinidad's going to get that extra year of eligibility or not.
Is he going to play on Sunday?
He will play in the bowl game, yes.
No, I mean in the NFL I'm talking about.
Oh, on Sundays. Well, you know, that's a good question. I think one thing he would love to have is another year of development on the college level. He performed well in Division II, but this was his first taste of playing in the FBS. And if you think about it, too, he wasn't even the starting quarterback in preseason camp for Ole Miss. So he, even during that time, he was taking a lot of the second string snaps, wasn't really working with the first team. Austin Simmons was the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year for the Rebels. So he was someone that wasn't even the main guy in preseason camp for Ole Miss. So I think he looks at it as he really could use another year of college football, whether that's at LSU, Ole Miss, somewhere else, whatever he decides to do. But he's still waiting on getting that extra year of eligibility. If not, then he's going to have to quickly pivot and get himself ready for the NFL draft.
And LSU is bound by, I guess, commitment of name, image, and likeness money. You got to know how much you have to spend before you decide whether to go after him or not, right? Because,
well, I mean, there's a lot of big time quarterbacks that's in this transfer portal. Sam Leavitt is one of those guys. Dylan Raiola, who's from Nebraska, I put it in my latest, you know, article at WWL.com, the figure that Stuart Mandel from The Athletic published, I think it was late last week, that, you know, to go out and get a starting quarterback, it's going to take about $4 to $6 million. So, you know, they have that money already allocated, whether that's going to be for Trinidad Chambliss or another one of these other guys that have entered the transfer portal. They're certainly going to go after it. And, you know, Michael Van Buren is an option as well. Does, you know, it's hard to say, but, you know, does Lane and this coaching staff think that he's the answer? You know, he was talking about during that same interview that you were alluding to at the mm-hmm. beginning of this interview about how he was, you know, having a conversation with Charlie Weiss, the offensive coordinator, about transfer quarterbacks. So I think they're looking, well, they got to get more because at this point, Van Buren is the only scholarship quarterback player on the roster, and they don't have an incoming quarterback coming in from the high school ranks. So they're going to have to go in the transfer portal and get at least a couple of guys to give you a little bit of depth at that position.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, about the LSU Tigers' weird bowl game, because although it was an entertaining game, LSU lost, but really, with the opt-outs with Frank Wilson, who's leaving to go to Ole Miss, it was just a weird kind of deal. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network news director. So the Lane Kiffin era officially begins. How much of a surprise was it that Frank Wilson is going to Ole Miss?
Well, you know, when you have a coaching change, you never know what's going to happen, Tommy. I mean, it's tough to say, you know, and the two have worked together before, so you were thinking maybe there might be a chance. Mm-hmm. But the other thing about it is that Lane has something going on here with as far as there's a good relationship with all of his offensive coaches. I think he really believes in his running backs coach that he's bringing with him to Ole Miss. So when you heard that, once they announced, or once it seemed like Lane Kiffin was in fact going to be the next head coach of LSU, and you heard that he was going to bring most, if not all, of his offensive coaches with him, you were wondering, well, what does that mean for Frank Wilson? Frank Wilson's a guy that wants to still be, you know, coaching on the field. He could have maybe become an analyst or maybe a personnel guy, but he feels like he wants to be there as the running backs coach. And there just really wasn't a spot for him. I think they did look at – I think they both mentioned they looked at different options for those two guys as far as trying to figure out where maybe there could be a spot for Frank Wilson. Maybe, I don't know, maybe make him a special teams coordinator or mm-hmm. something like that. But it just didn't work out. So
any take –
You move on, and who knows? Maybe there might be a day down the road where Frank's back at LSU.
Any takeaways from the game on Saturday night that really have anything to do with next year?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, I think to me, and I talked about it in my preview piece going into the game, you know, there were some guys on defense that you were, you know, hoping to, you know, really see play well. You know, Tylan Singleton, Devon Keys, you know, guys in the secondary, DJ Pickett, who got picked on quite a bit in that game. And I think he'll be better for it actually in the end. But there's all this talk about the offense and getting a quarterback and maybe getting another running back. And obviously they got to rebuild the entire offensive line, it looks like. But there's a lot of work on defense too. There's a ton of work that still needs to be done. I mean, Lane talked about how it was a priority to make sure that Whit Weeks comes back next season. So I'm sure that's one of the things they're going to probably try to secure here. But they're going to need some playmakers on the defensive side of the football. I mean, they went into that game without six starters, and there was an opportunity in that game for some guys to step up, and frankly, you just didn't see it. So a lot of work to go over there. It's just not going to be the offense. So it'll be fascinating to see starting on Friday, Tommy. I mean, who they end up getting out of the transfer portal.
That was my next question.
They've identified several guys at this moment.
That was my next question. Give me the chronology of what we can look for as far as the Lane Kiffin LSU era.
Well, it really begins January 2nd, because that's when Lane can really start to do some really make some moves here, is trying to get this roster to where it can compete to play in the college football playoff next season. I mean, he got into the high school recruiting cycle very, very late there, and to try to shore that up. But I have a feeling this is gonna act a lot like what you see with NBA free agency and the NFL free agency. Even though that portal window opens up on January 2nd, guys are going to be committing to schools right away. Deals are already in place. All these players have agents. Coaches are able to talk with the agents. So you can get a lot of these deals, NIL deals, in place. And then by January 2nd and 3rd, I think you're going to hear a flurry of commitments coming to LSU and obviously other schools as well. But LSU is going to be as aggressive as anyone out there as far as trying to load up on their roster with transfer players.
This is going to be fun. Happy New Year. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Tommy.
Appreciate
thank
it
you.
As always. You bet. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. Soon come back. It's going to be Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We're going to talk about why what's happening in Japan actually matters for U.S. interest rates. Intrigued? I am. We'll find out when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.